So when you say outside the bus, like walking down the sidewalk and they fall down, or fall down as they were getting out of the bus?
So for instance, like if they was putting a bike on a rack and kneeled and everything like you're supposed to and they fall, do we call that it?
Yes, because they are in contact with our bus and they are an intending passenger on our bus. Now mind you, when you call it in, if they're not hurt, then it's just documented as what we call a slip, trip, or fall. But it's to protect you, that way they can't call back in later and say, oh, I fell down and hurt my arm or broke my leg or something like that, and try and blame you. So yes, typically that is the thought process. As long as they have not gotten on or are getting off of the bus and they trip and fall, then it's kind of on their own. But anytime, I mean, it's mainly, you're not going to get in trouble for it. It's 100% to protect you as the driver. They can't say that you, I mean, they were in front of your bus and they were putting the bike on, you were knelt, but they could try and say that you rolled forward and knocked them over. We pull footage from the bus. Sorry, we got cut off there. Like I was saying, it's just to protect you. It's mainly what it is, especially if they weren't hurt and you did ask them, do you need medical? Then you're fine. You're covered.
Okay, so later on, next time back. Sorry about that. I was going based off what the supervisor told me before. Yeah.
And like I said, I understand where the supervisor was coming from because they hadn't actually gotten on your bus yet, so they technically weren't a passenger yet, but they were intending to be a passenger. So I would definitely recommend, again, just to cover you. I would call it in, just again, to protect you.
Okay, so what if he was a passenger, but he got off the bus, and he got the bike, like, he had the bike in his hand, but next thing you know, he was on the ground, and I don't know how he got on the ground. I was so confused about the whole situation. 7501.
Yeah, sorry, we timed out there. If he already had the bike off of the bus, he had already done that, and taken possession of his bike, and he was off, I could see where your confusion may be on, you know, at what point does he no longer kind of belong to us in a sense.
Yeah, that's why I'm, like, really confused right now.
Okay, well, if he was off the bus, and he was away from the bus, and he had his bike, and he fell on his own accord, then you're probably all right. But just in general, next time I would definitely call it in, just to make sure, you know, to protect you.
Okay, got it. And then one more thing, the SOP about the family riding the bus. Can you explain that to me? Because I asked a certain agent to explain it to me. They said the family members can ride the bus as long as they're not in the area distracting you. Or in any kind of way, but yeah, can you explain that?
So basically, when it comes to a family member, they can ride the bus, but they have to have a destination. They cannot just ride the bus all night long with you, because even though they're not up in the front, they are considered a distraction.
Ah, got it. Okay, thank you. You have a good night, and thank you, Ryan.
No problem. Have a great night. There are 226.